the sports voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from Batesville High School, where tonight the 100th edition of the Ripley County Basketball Tournament will have its final night with a consolation game featuring the Jacksonville Eagles and the Milan Indians, and a championship game featuring the Batesville Bulldogs and the South Ripley Raiders. This is Rob Moorhead, joined by my partner Brian Samples tonight, and we appreciate you joining us for all the action right here from the Ripley County Tourney. Tonight's Ripley County Tourney coverage is being brought to you by Ivy Tech Community College, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Napoleon State Bank, Gehrings, H&R Block, Ison's Family Pizza, Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home, The Rusty Buck, Franz Gutzweiler, Osgood Utilities, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Great Plains Communications, Hurt & Elko, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Nobby Mower Shop, Blackhawk Precision Ag, and Affinity Graphics and Tees. In front of us, the Milan Indians and Jacksonville Eagles are warming up on Wednesday evening in the opening round. Batesville 56-38. Milan was defeated by South Ripley 63-39. Thus, these two teams are meeting up in tonight's consolation game. Jacksonville comes in with a record of 5 wins against 7 defeats. Milan has played 8 ball games, still looking for their first victory. We're going to come back after this quick timeout, and you'll be hearing from both coaches for pregame interviews. We'll start with Matt Pickerel, follow that with Clint Bowman. The coaches will set this one up for you, then Brian and I will come back with starting lineups and tip-offs. We'll take a 90-second timeout and be back with more coverage of the historic Ripley County Basketball Tourney on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Osgood Utilities reminds you to know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. Whether it's gas, water, or sewer work being done on your property, insists on it. Osgood Utilities also salutes the Jack Sendell boys and girls basketball teams and wishes them well in the Ripley County Tournament. Organized sports teaches lessons in hard work and teamwork that will stay with these young men and women for life. Osgood Utilities, reminding you to be safe and dial 811 before you dig.
And welcome back to Batesville High School for our pregame show. Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples with you tonight, this time joined by head coach of the Milan Indians, Matt Pickerel. Coach Pickerel, against South Ripley the other night, there were some matchup problems, but as you said in the pregame show, your kids were going to play hard and never give up, and they certainly did just that.
Yeah, we definitely did that. You know, with these games we've had this year, we've never once questioned the effort out of the guys. Maybe at times, you know, the fundamentals of what we're trying to do, but they're always hard workers for sure.
In the ball game, Micah Norman had a good game for you from the scoring column, getting 18. Talk about his play.
Yeah, he did a really good job of, you know, hitting shots at every level, getting to the rim, getting downhill, hitting pull-ups, and, you know, shooting threes is his specialty, but he was able to score at all three levels. And he also got himself going on defense. He had a good help side block, came over and pinned it on the backboard, and just really showed that he would engage on both ends.
Different matchup tonight with Jacksonville. South Ripley had some size in there, made it a little tough on you guys on the defensive end. What are you looking at in matchups when you go against this Jacksonville ball club?
They're kind of the same way. You know, they're a little bit bigger team. They've got some big guys going to try to be physical and try to slow you down. And it's something we're going to be ready for. You know, you can't take a step back when they hit you with that physicality. You got to be ready to take that pressure, get to the rim, and, you know, make sure you find a body and block out every time because they've got good size and they like to crash.
Coach, I know the season hasn't started out the way you had hoped, but I was impressed watching your team the other night. in the attitude, the way the kids carry themselves on the floor. They don't carry themselves, their heads down. They don't look like they're beaten down by the start of the season. How are you keeping them up and keeping things positive as you continue to move forward now, trying to get that first win?
Yeah, we're just staying confident in what we have. The record is not near what we want, but we've been in a lot of games. You know, we were very close at the beginning of the year and have kind of fallen on some hard times now, but we're just staying consistent with what we do. We're not making any huge changes to anything. We know we have enough in our locker room. We just got to go out and play well and execute and just stay confident in what we're doing. Go out there, be fundamental, and execute a game plan.
If you look at this matchup then with Jacksonville, what are a couple of things that need to go your way tonight? Some keys to the game, if you will. It needs to come out on top.
I would say one would be transition points, getting out and running. You know, their team can't be putting the ball in the bucket every single time. So getting stops, you know, what we talk about with them taking one shot and we get a block out and a rebound and being able to go in transition and score, that's going to be key. How many times can we do that? How many good stops can you get? And then what's your transition offense look like before they can get back and get set? Another thing would just be blocking out. Are we going to be able to block out and rebound the ball, keeping their big guys off of the boards because they crash hard no matter where they're at. If they're from the three-point line, they're going to be running all the way in there trying to get the rebound. So are we going to be committed to finding the body and get in front of them all night long?
Coach Roy, thank you for your time here in the pregame show. Wish you and the Indians best of luck tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Coach Matt Pickerel, head coach of the Milan Indians. We'll be back with more of a pregame show right after this. You're listening to the Ripley County Basketball Attorney on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Cecil here from Ice and Family Pizza.
And Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years. Cup and Char. But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup. Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza. 812-933-0333. Ison'sFamilyPizza.com or downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And welcome back to Batesville High School on our pregame show. Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples with you tonight, this time joined by head coach of the Jacksonville Eagles, Clint Bowman. Coach Bowman, thanks for taking time in the pregame show.
Yeah, good to be here, Rob. It's good to be back at the 100th Ripley County Tournament.
It was a lot of fun the other night, Coach. A lot of great things going on in conjunction with that 100th tournament. Great crowd. Jacksonville always brings a good crowd, a boisterous crowd. And know they'll be back again tonight. I know the game didn't turn out quite the way you wanted the other night against Batesville. Talk a little bit about that game as we get ready to match up here on the consolation game.
It was a little disappointing the way it turned out. You know, we had a strategy that, you know, we weren't going to be able to hold the ball and, you know, shorten the game against Batesville. They were, you know, they were going to trap and press and you know, they picked us up full court man. They picked us up full court 1-2-2. They trapped out of their zone. So, you know, we knew that was going to be the strategy that Coach Garrett was going to have. And it's a smart one, because we're pretty tough to beat when we can limit possessions and then really run our offense the way we want. So, that wasn't going to work, so we knew we had to get a lot of threes up, and you know, they just didn't go in. You know, with the first half, I think we ended up 2 of 16, probably 14 of those were pretty good looks, and they just didn't go in. So we needed to make, you know, 6 or 7 there in the first half to stay in the game, and you know, I thought the number was probably 12 or 13 for the game to hang with them. And we just came up a little short. So going back and watching it, you know, I thought we got pretty good looks. I thought our defense was decent for most of the game. They're just a little bigger and quicker and more physical and gave us a lot of fits inside. So
you got 20 points out of Brady Cummer the other night. Clark Dwanger hit double figures with 10. Those guys did a nice job for you offensively. Probably like to see some more scoring across the roster as well.
Yeah, you know, Brady needs to be that aggressive, you know, the rest of the season. You know, he's a little small in stature, But he's one of our most skilled offensive players, and he can really stroke the ball when he gets a good look. So, but we've really lived with a balanced attack, and if we only have four people score and only two in double figures, we're not going to beat a good team. So, Caleb had our leading scorer had his roughest night of his career. I wouldn't anticipate that happening ever again. They just didn't go in, and that's just a tough spot. When you do everything right, or you think you do everything right, and the ball just doesn't bounce your way some nights. So hopefully we can bounce back tonight, and we're probably going to see some man-to-man, and that's what we like to do. So hopefully we can get some good looks and knock them down.
Give me a couple keys in this matchup with Milan tonight, Coach, that have to go your way. Jacksonville is going to get back on the winning track here.
Well, the hard thing is when you pump your guys up to get them to think they can win the whole thing, and then you come up short. It's how do you rebound mentally? It's a cold, nasty Saturday in January. We played the early game. The gym's not going to be quite as full. So can we match the energy that they're going to have? I know the Milan kids are very scrappy. They haven't won a game yet, and that's unfathomable to me, the way they play and how hard they play. So I'm sure they're over in the other locker room saying, hey, this is the one we can get one in the win column. So I think we have to match the intensity that I think they're going to bring.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking time in the pregame show here. Good luck to you and the Eagles tonight, and enjoy the 100th Ripley County tourney here with everything going on, the festivities, Hall of Fame induction, and so forth. It should be a fun night.
Yeah, it's going to be really neat. I got some people getting inducted. Alan Meyer, I was the ball boy when he played, and I grew up in Morris next to him, and then played against Brad Borgman and a Jacksonville guy. So to have some relationships with the guys that are getting inducted tonight is pretty cool. So looking forward to it. It's always an awesome night.
Thanks for your time, Coach. That's Coach Clint Bowman of the Jacksonville Eagles. We'll be back with more of our pregame show right after this. You're listening to the Ripley County Basketball Tourney on Country 103.9 WRBI.
At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe that banking locally means our customers get the service they deserve. Local doesn't mean small. At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe local means caring, listening, advocating, growing businesses, supporting community, and having your best interest at the heart of everything we do. With so much uncertain in the world, your bank should bring you peace of mind. Come into the Napoleon State Bank today and let us show you the difference a local bank can make.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back to Batesville High School. I'm Brian Samples. Alongside me, Rob Moorhead. We're getting ready to bring you this consolation game. It'll be the Milan Indians and the Jacksonville Eagles. As the clock winds down, they will be doing the national anthem. And then we'll get this game started. We want to thank Ivy Tech Community College, Batesville, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Napoleon State Bank, Gehrings, H&R Block, Ison's Family Pizza, Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home, The Rusty Buck. Rob, this should be a really good game, the interviews you had earlier. So,
and Brian, I think they're actually going to take a break here for the national anthem. So we will do the same. We'll come back after this 60-second timeout, and we'll talk a little bit more about this matchup, and we will cover the starting lineups for you. You're listening to the Ripley County Basketball Tournament live from Batesville High School on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Are you in control of your planter? Knowing what your planter's doing is the only way to make your best planter pass every time. With Precision Planting SeedSense, you get the ultimate planter monitor and diagnostic tool that tells you what you need to know, from population to downforce and more. So take control of your planter. Visit planterofthefuture.com. Try SeedSense and more to transform your planter with Blackhawk Precision Ag, State Road 3, just north of Greensburg. Call 593-0405 or visit blackhawkag.com today.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville. Southeastern Indiana's Sports Voice is Country 103.9, WRBI.
Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples with you, back live from Batesville High School. Get ready for game number one, the consolation game in tonight's 100th Ripley County Basketball Tournament. Brian, a good night tonight as Jacksonville and Milan will face off in game one. We will have the introduction of the 2024 inductees of the Ripley County Basketball Hall of Fame in between games, and then we will tee things up for a championship matchup between the Batesville Bulldogs and South Ripley Raiders. Should be a lot of fun. We thank everyone for joining us here for all the action. Brian, we're going to take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's games. Looks like the Eagles will be the home team tonight, wearing their white uniforms. Milan will be their visitors in their black uniforms trimmed in gold. Brian, you want to take a look at the lineups for us?
Sure will, Rob. Thank you. It'll be a senior, number 5, Ben Reilly. Sophomore, number 11, Micah Norman. This is for the Milan Indians. Senior, number 10, Ethan Pierce. Senior, number 40, Trenton Langferman. And another senior, number 30, Jacob McGuire. So for the Indians, it'll be Reilly, Norman, Pierce, Langferman, and McGuire. For Jackson Dell, they are 5-7 on the year. They will start a senior, number 15, Caleb White. The senior, number 30, Brady Cummer. Senior, number 20, Landon Coleman. Another senior, number 40, Brady Borgman. A junior, number 5, Landon Ash. So that's White, Cummer, Coleman, Borgman, and Ash for the Jacksonville Eagles.
Coming into the ballgame, Brian, Jacksonville, they're coached by Clint Bowman. He is 60-31 in his fourth season at Jacksonville. Milan coached by Matt Pickerel, who is 10-24 in his second season at Jacksonville. Brian, we talked earlier and during the pregame interviews as well. It was Batesville getting the best of Jacksonville, 56-38. South Ripley getting the best of Milan, 63-39. What do you think has to happen for both these ball clubs as they go into this matchup to try to come out with one win here in the Ripley County tourney?
Well, as we could tell in the game the other night, and whether that strategy holds true or not, Jacksonville was out to fire up the three-pointers. I look for them to change a little bit of that tonight. They line up a little bit better with Jacksonville than they did with Milan than they did with Batesville as far as height and that kind of thing. They did shoot 33 pointers the other night in that game. So tonight I look for them to pound it in a little bit more, but still getting up and down the court. And for the Indians, they need to take care of the basketball. You know, they didn't turn it over a whole lot the other night against the Raiders. The Raiders just took control on the inside, and that's something they'll have to keep Jacksonville out of. And I look for this just to be a dandy. I mean, both these teams, like I said, Milan here in the Ripley County tourney.
No doubt about it. There's already, Brian, on our side over here where the Jacksonville fans are, there's a good crowd on hand. Now, they're here to watch their team, obviously, and also they've got a couple inductees going to be introduced here in between games. Brad Borgman and Marsha Lynn Field going into the Ripley County Basketball Hall of Fame, reading their bios today. Both of them had fantastic careers, and really, I know there's a lot of pride in this on this Jacksonville side for both those inductees.
You're exactly right, and as I kind of look through the program, which we'll read some of these a little bit later, they're looking at the silver anniversary teams. There's a few names there that line up, boys and girls that have kids playing here in this, or relation that's playing in the tournament tonight.
And Brian, when we get a break here, as you're going to get ready to call a play-by-play action, we get a break after a while, we'll have to bring people up to speed on how the JV tournaments came out today. Those were played this morning over at South Ripley, and we'll bring people up to speed on that. But Brian, take us through the play-by-play here at game number one.
Thank you, Rob. And it's Dwinger and Ben Reilly to jump it up. Ball's tipped back, controlled out of there. It's Cummer gets it for the Eagles. And ball's on the floor. Still on the floor. Everybody diving. And Milan's going to come out with it. So the first turnover of the game. Reilly will have it. Gabe really is starting in this one. I think I said that number wrong earlier. Langfeman with it now underneath for the Indians. Jacksonville man-to-man everywhere. There's Gabe Reilly going to brother Ben. He's going to fire three off the top, and he's going to knock it down. It's a great start for the Indians right off the bat, a three. And on the way back the other way, ball deflected out of bounds by the Indians. It'll stay with Jacksonville.
Looks like Milan's going to open up in a 2-3 zone. That's interesting, Brian. They played man-to-man the entire time against South Ripley, but they did see Jacksonville struggle a little bit with that 2-3 zone of Batesville's.
They'll stay in the 2-3 this possession as well. Ash has it up top. Jacksonville's going to set. Goes to Comer. Milan extending that thing way out. They're outside the three-point line. Obviously, the 33s will cause that. Dwinger on a spin move goes inside. Nothing there. Rebound shot. Put back up, and that's good. And that's by Landon Coleman. He gets his first 2 points, so it's 3-2. Milan out in front. Here's Norman with it now. Top of the key. Goes left side. It's to Castletine now. They'll get it back. Tipped away in the backcourt. Now it's back to Gabe Reilly. He drives right side. Handing off to brother Ben. Norman with it now. Again, Jacksonville man-to-man everywhere. Norman drives. Shots up and no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Clark Dwinger. Back we go the other way. Now it's Jacksonville. Coleman has it. Look inside. It's Dwinger. He kicks it out. Comer open for the three. No good. Rebound. Put back up by Dwinger. No, he's going to get another chance at it. In and out. No good. But he is going to get two shots. So Clark Dwinger on the offensive boards. He's going to get two free throws.
They do call the foul that time. It looks like it's going to go against number 40 for the Milan Indians. That's Trent Langfurman. That'll be Trent's first and the team first. First foul of the game, sending Clark Dwinger to the line to shoot two.
His first free throw's good. Free throws tonight brought to you by Assured Partners Insurance in Batesville. See Mark Taylor. Second free throw's good as well. So Dwinger, 2 of 2 from the line. It's his first 2 points. Jacksonville now up 4-3. I'm Brian Samples. With me, Rob Moorhead. First quarter here in the consolation game of the Ripley County Tourney in Batesville. Gabe Reilly with it on the inside. He goes up. Shots up and good. And he draws a foul. So Gabe Reilly's going to go to the free throw line and get his first 2 points.
Brian, that was a really nice move from Gabe Reilly. Got it to high post. A fake. Put it on the floor. One dribble to the right. Went up strong. Played through contact. Looking for the three-point play. The foul goes against Jacksonville's number 15, Caleb White, his first.
And that free throw is no good. It's pulled out of there by Dwinger. Here come the Eagles up the sideline. Now they'll get it back up top. It's Ash with it. To Coleman, they look inside, kick it out. Shots up. That's long. Rebound pulled out of there by Ben Reilly. Says Caleb White on the three. Here come the Indians back now. Ben Reilly with it up on top. He brings it to Castletine. He looks to curl to inside. Nothing there. Kick it back out to Norman. They'll set it back up again. Indians looking to weave. Jacksonville hedging it up on the top. Shot up by Castletine's no good. It was blocked away by Dwinger, and it'll stay with the Indians.
Good help side by Dwinger that time to come over, absorb the drive, swat that shot away. Milan inbounds under their own basket.
5-4 is your score. Jacksonville up one here, first period. Really looked at a three. Pump faked. He got Caleb White in the air, drew the foul.
Brian, that's two on Caleb, and that's early two fouls. And I know Clint Bowman doesn't like to see that. He's going to have to get him out of the game and bring Carson Hughes off the bench. Two for Caleb White as he has a seat.
Caleb averaging 12.8 a game, so some big points for the Eagles there. Indians with it on the sideline. They'll kick it in. It's really with it. That's Ben. He looks to drive. He's going to get down the lane. Pulls up. Now a little fadeaway is no good. Battle for the rebound. It's going to be pulled out of there by Jacksonville. It's Coleman with it, and he'll bring it up. Again, Milan stays in that 2-3. We got 5 minutes to go here, first period. 5-4, Jacksonville. They come right side. It's Hughes with it. He'll take it back up top to Ash, and they'll set things. Comer, he goes down to Dwinger. They catch Coleman wide open on the underneath. Landon Coleman now with four. Jacksonville up 6-5. Sorry,
good,
Rob.
No. Good ball movement to get opening inside in an easy basket.
Norman with it now. Norman with it for the Indians. They're up top. Jacksonville standing at man-to-man. They go inside to Gabrielly, he's going to take it to the bucket. Shots up. No good. Rebound. Out of there, Dwinger. His pass knocked away by Norman, but Cummer's going to come out with it. He'll push it up. Center court. He goes left side to Hughes. Now they'll go inside. It's Coleman. His fake. Nothing there. Out to Cummer. He's going to get down the lane. Takes a step. Up and good. So 2 points for Brady Cummer. That's his first two of the night. He had 20 in that ball game the other night. 8-5. Jacksonville out in front. Norman has it. Goes to Reilly. That's been really. Norman looked at a three. Now he's going to drive. His little floater is no good. Rebound out of there to Coleman. And it'll be Cummer pushing it back the other way. Swinging around. There's Hughes with the three off the left side. No good. Rebound pulled out of there by Lankferman. That's Trenton Lankferman. Pass down inside to Reilly. He's backing him down. Shots up. Left-handed shots up and good. Nice move there by Gabe Reilly on a little turnaround.
Really like the way Gabe really worked in there, Brian. He felt the defender go to his high side, so he drop stepped to that left side, used the left hand. Again, played through contact, has a chance for a three-point play. Foul goes against number 42 of Jacksonville, Clark Dwinger. That'll be Clark's first.
So really at the free throw line. He had one earlier, missed it. He's a 70% free throw shooter. That one's in and out and no good. Rebound, almost a jump ball. Was Coleman out with it. Now he clears it, and it'll be Ash bringing it up. Go right side to Hughes, to Ash. They swing it now. Two-comer again, miling in that 2-3. Getting a few deflections. He's got to stop these drives, and there's a drive by Cummer's no good. Rebound pulled out of there by the Indians. That was Pearson to the game.
That was quick transition as they got it down quick, Brian. Number 11, Micah Norman, able to drain the three off the right wing. And that was quick transition for the Indians.
It's quick enough that I glanced down at my paper and didn't see it. So Norman with the quick three, he's averaging 16 a game. It's now 10-8. Indians out front. We got 2:40 to go here, first period. We go inside to Brady Borgman, kick it out. Cummer had a shot, pass it up, goes to Hughes. He's on the right wing looking for somewhere to go. Goes down into Coleman, and now they'll bring it back out. Hughes has it up top. So this 2-3 zone so far, Rob, working for the Indians.
It is indeed.
Borgman tries to back his way down in. There's nothing now. A three by Cummer. It's no good. And on the rebound was Gabe Reilly, and there's going to be a foul over the back on the Eagles.
Yeah, Brian, something I'm noticing, and I guarantee you that Clint Bowman is noticing it too. Jacksonville is running a 1-3-1 against him. When they get the ball to the high post, if the guy with the high post will turn and face the basket, Brian, they have got a high-low look. It could be a little bounce pass. It could be a little lob pass. But that guy down on the block, if he seals the defender, they're going to get layups on the back end.
Exactly right. And the key to that's squaring up. And that's a hard thing for kids to do, it seems like. There's a little pull-up jumper by Norman at the free throw line. So Micah Norman now with five. 12-8, Milan out in front. We have 2 minutes to go here, first period.
Milan playing with a lot of confidence on the offensive end, Brian.
And the other night we mentioned this, and we're mentioning it again tonight. It's hard to believe this team's 0-8 where they're at right now.
Clint Bowman said as much in his pregame interview as well.
Borgman with it on the right wing now. Cummer goes to Dwinger, and there's that square up. He kicks it out to Hughes. Milan doing a good job of recovering on that. Luke Simon had it in. He kicks it out to Hughes. His three is long. Rebound pulled out of there by Gabe Reilly. So here come the Indians looking to build on that four-point lead. There's a three off the left side. It's no good. Rebound out of there to Brady Borgman. The three was by Justin Castletine. Now they'll bring it back the other way. Hughes with it right side for the Eagles. To Cummer over to Borgman. They go inside to Simon, and there's that high-low, Rob. You talked about it, and you're going to get it. The winger on the putback gets his fourth point. It's 12-10.
Nice assist by Simon in there, and he did the lob just like we talked about up to Dwinger. Nice job on that one.
Dwinger did a great job of sealing off down there as well. Posted his man. Norman with it now. He gets stopped on the drive. Pierce has it. They go to Reilly. Reilly's little floater. It's no good, and it's Dwinger on another board. So 45 seconds to go here, first period, 12-10. Milan Indians out in front. Cummer has it for the Eagles, goes to Hughes. Milan staying in that 2-3, really have it extended out past the three-point line. Hughes with it, nothing there. He'll swing it back up to Cummer. There they go. Simon on the inside. Now Cummer's going to get down the lane. Loses a handle. I believe they're going to call a foul on the Indians.
Yeah, they are. We'll see who that. It's on 11, so I think that's going to go against Mike and Norman. That'll be his first. Tried to slap the ball out of the hands there of Simon and just got a little too much arm. 23 seconds left. Jackson Dell can choose to play for one here, Brian. See what Clint Bowman feels like doing.
I'm not sure they were up to that point. It didn't look like they were trying to bring it out, so they probably will here. So Cummer's going to bring it up. He's a half court now. They go to Hughes. Back up top, Cummer. They're swinging it around the three-point line. It's Borgman with it. Now all the way around to Hughes. Down to 10 seconds. Cummer with it. He's looking. There's Hughes. He's going to fire another three off that wing. Nailed it off the left wing. Carson Hughes with a three. Make it 13-12. Shot from half court. No good. So we come to the end of the first period. Jackson Dell able to take the lead 13-12. We're going to step away for a 60-second timeout. You're listening to the Sports Voice Country 103.9 WRBI.
So, have you been to the Rusty Buck's new location in Batesville? You haven't? Well, you ought to see it. Located north of the interstate on Highway 229, you can't miss it. Just like you relied on the Rusty Buck for all your hunting and fishing supplies and for sales, you can now find that same great service and a wide range of everything you'll need for the great outdoors in Batesville, too. When you're ready to get serious about hunting and fishing, see the Rusty Buck, now in Batesville and for sales.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back here at Batesville High School for the start of quarter number two, we want to thank Bruns Gutzwiller, Osgood Utilities, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Great Plains Communications. I'm Brian Samples. With me, Rob Moorhead. Jacksonville Eagles hit a three right at the end of the period to make it 13-12. They got a one-point lead as we head into the second period over the Milan Indians in this consolation game. The Ripley County tourney. Pierce has it now for the Indians in the lane. Gives to Reilly. Reilly drives all the way in. Knocks it down. That's Gabe Reilly. I have him with six. And Milan back out in front.
A couple times tonight, Brian, he's done a nice job driving to the basket, finding the lane, and going up strong.
Luke Simon with it now goes to Borgman. Find Coleman on the end. He tries to go down in. Two Dwingers tipped away. Now they'll bring it back out. Simon on the drive. Dishes it down again. He's done a good job drawing a little D, feeding Clark Dwinger. Dwinger gets his 6 point.
Second nice assist for Simon in there.
Jackson Dell now up a point, 15-14. That ball is deflected away. Turnover goes into the hands of Dwinger. He'll get it over to Simon, and Simon's going to bring it up. So Luke Simon running the top here is Ash and Cummer both out. Dwinger just backs it down in. So pass from White down to Dwinger.
That's three baskets now off that high-low look. Dwinger's making some hay down there on the baseline.
This is kind of a little bit of a look. The other night, South Ripley was able to pound it down inside, and Jacksonville doing the same right now. Back the other way is really tries to go inside.
I think it's going to be a foul, Brian, a foul on the pass, and it's going to go against Luke Simon. That'll be his first foul of the contest and the first of the quarter for Jacksonville.
Jacksonville with that 17-14 lead. There's a lob inside. Reilly, he's going to go up right over top of Simon and knock it down. So Gabe Reilly is answering Dwinger on each shot.
See how high Gabe got up on that, Brian? He went up to catch that pass, showed some athletic ability.
Reminds me of you when I used to watch you play on the right wing.
Far from it, my friend.
Simon with it. He goes to White. Pass on the inside. Dwinger shot no good this time. Rebound pulled out of there by Ben Reilly. Jackson Voss with it, checked into the game, start of the quarter. Voss is going to drive all the way in. Nowhere to go, but kicks it out to Reilly. Ben Reilly on the drive. Nice little left hand, but it's no good, and he's going to get the foul trying to come back and get that one.
Yeah, Ben will be frustrated on that because he used his quickness to get to the lane with the left hand and just didn't quite have enough on that layup to get it up off the glass and then committed the frustration foul. I love the drive, though, Brian.
Yes, it looked like the ball maybe slipped out of his hand just a little because he had a wide-open lane when he got there.
And, Brian, if I'm not mistaken, Mark Reilly from the Sunman class of 61 would be these Reilly boys' grandpa. Would that be right? And Mark's going into the Hall of Fame tonight.
That would be. I think that's right. Swinging with it up on the top. He's at the top of the key, looking to make a move down. Shuffled his feet. It's going to be a turnover, so it'll go back to Milan. 17-16, Jacksonville out in front. We have 5:40 to go here in period number two.
Brian, it's only the second turnover of the night on Jacksonville. Milan only has one. It's been a relatively mistake-free game from a turnover standpoint.
Yeah, and we talked between quarters. The one turnover in the first quarter happened within the first 5 seconds, so both teams taking care of it. Jacksonville standing that man-to-man. There's a little pick and roll for Voss. Goes to Norman. They'll swing it around to Reilly. He's going to give it to Norman on the cut. Nice cut and finish by Micah Norman. He now has 7.
So we used to call a UCLA cut, Brian, off the high post. Got the nice screen and a great feed.
Indians now back out in front, 18-17. There's a three by Caleb White right back the other way. Caleb gets his first 3 points.
Good to see that for Caleb. He struggled the other night, and just not a typical game for him. Good to see him getting the scoring column of that three.
You're right. As you said, he averages 12.8 a game. So Norman with it now. He goes off of a little screen, looks to give it down to Langford, I think, on that little roll. There was nothing there. So now they'll bring it back out. It's Dwinger with it. And that was Grant Langford that made that cut. Comer back into the game. Left wing, he goes inside too. White out to Dwinger. He drives baseline. It looks like they're going to get a foul on the Indians on that drive of the baseline.
It's going to be a blocking foul on Trenton Langford. That'll be his second, thanks to my friend and superintendent of Batesville, Paul Ketchum, who does confirm Mark Reilly is Ben's grandfather. So that is the story here tonight. And there's a quick basket, Brian. While I'm telling stories, tell us about the basket.
So White cuts right off of the screen, right down into the bucket. Nobody picked him up. Great look by Coleman, and 2 points for White. 22-18, Jacksonville out in front. And on that drive, there'll be a foul called on the Eagles.
We'll see who they get that one on. So we had a couple substitutions coming into the game. That's going to go against number 5 of the Jacksonville Eagles, Landon Ash. Landon, the 5'9 junior, picks up his first foul. Both teams now have 2 fouls here in quarter number 2.
It's 22-18. Norman, 3 off the right wing, off the inbounds. No good. Ball's on the floor. Rebound pulled out of there. It's pulled out by Langford. That was Trenton Langford, but he made the pass out. It went right to Hughes for Jacksonville. So turnover, and Dwinger has it now. He goes right side to Hughes. Coleman with it back to Hughes. He looks at a three. Passes to Dwinger's going to take a long three off the left wing and knock it down. So Clark Dwinger with 11 already, averaging 10.5 a game, and that makes it a 7-point lead with 3:45 to go in the second period. Voss back the other way. Nice give, the no-look pass underneath, and that goes to Trenton Langford.
Beautiful assist by Jackson Voss, drawing the defense, just slipping it over to Langford.
Right now, Clark Dwinger can't miss. He comes back the other way, fires another three. He has 14. That was nothing but net. Now 28-20. Eagles out in front. Norman with it on the right side. He'll come to Voss. He's out on the left wing, looking inside. Finds Gabe Reilly. He looks to back Dwinger down. Now he's going to give it up. Goes over to Grant Langford. Now Norman fires a long three. Dwinger on the rebound. He's been rebounding and knocking down threes. Here comes Hughes. Goes to Coleman, takes a little dribble, one step left, three on the way, no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Langford. And that's the senior, Grant Langford. Come back the other way. Gabriel looking inside. He got stopped by Dwinger. It's knocked away. Now he'll get another dribble. Voss with it. He tries to go to. Langford does. Left-handed shots up, no good. And that's Grant Langford. He drew the foul.
Well, yeah, it's going against Brady Comer will be the foul. It's going to send Grant Langford, the freshman, to the free throw line. A nice pass in there by Jackson Voss to get Langford that opportunity.
His first free throw is no good. Free throws tonight brought to you by Assured Partners Insurance and Batesville. See Rebecca Kraft.
Brian, you look at this 8-point lead for Jacksonville, and they found themselves in a tight ball game in the first quarter. They missed their first 5 3-point opportunities of the game, then made their next 4 consecutive as they built this lead before their last miss on the last possession. And Milan has missed all 4 of their free throws, including that second one there by Trent Lankman. Brian, ball goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Indians.
Yep, so they're going to get another look at it to keep this thing close here going into half. It's 28-20. They trail by 8. Milan shooting 60% on the season from the free throw line. Loss with it, had a 3, now he's going to drive down the lane. His shot's up, no good. They're battling for it on the inside. It's going to be a jump ball, I believe. And that will go over to Jackson Dell. So on the jump, Eagles will get it, try to extend their lead now. 2:33 to go here in period number 2. Kummer has it. He'll walk things up. He'll go left side to Hughes. Hughes now back to Kummer. There's Dwinger on a little curl. Kick it out. They find Hughes open. He looked at a 3. Now his little floater is up and no good. Rebound pulled out of there, and that's Reilly. Gabe Reilly with it. And here come the Indians. We have about 2 minutes to go here. First half, Reilly with it right side. That's Gabe Reilly. Gives it off to Castletine. Now it's out to Voss, and he's going to set things up again out by half court. Had a screen there by Langford, and there's another. And again, Jackson Dell doing a good job of hedging over top on those. It's giving the Indians a little bit of trouble. They don't have those drives.
Great point on that, Brian.
Gabe Reilly now backs it down in. He's got Dwinger on him. Tough to get a shot up over Clark. Castletine with it. He's going to go baseline. His little floater, no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Dwinger. He's going to bring it up himself. Minute 25 to go here in the half. He'll kick it to Kummer. He's wide open top of the key for a 3 and knocks it down. So Brady Kummer now, his first 3 of the night. He's got 5. And that lead's extended out 31-20 for Jackson Dell. Voss has it. He'll go left side to Langfurman. We have 2 Langfurmans that have been in the game tonight, 2 Reillys that have been in the game tonight. Pass down inside. Going back him down in. That's Langfurman right there. That was Grant Langfurman. Shot blocked away by Dwinger to bring it back out and try it again. It's going to go back in with that little left hand. Gets down in. Shots up. No good. And I believe his brother is going to get a foul on the rebound. So Grant Langfurman missed a shot. And it's Trent Langfurman over the top on the foul.
Yeah, good job that time by Brady Borgman blocking out, going up for that rebound. The elder Langfurman went over his back, so that foul will be the 3rd against the Indians, and nobody in the penalty yet. Brian, 3 fouls on each team, 45 seconds to play here in the half.
Kummer with it now. Indians are man-to-man. We're in a 2-3 zone for a long time. Dwinger now with it. He's going right side to Coleman. Pass inside to Kummer. His little jump hook is up and good. Brady Kummer now with 7. And it's 33-20. So just like that, Jackson Dell's extended things out here in this second period after being up by only 1 to start the quarter. On the drive, nice take by Ben Reilly. Just nothing there. Indians, though, still scrapping. They get a steal. Goes to Langfurman. His shot's up and good. Grant Langfurman with 2. His first 2 of the night. That'll make it 33-22 with 5 seconds to go. Kummer on the drive. Kicks it to Dwinger. That shot's up at the buzzer. No good. I was expecting that one to go down as hot as he's been. But we've come to the end of the first half here in this consolation game. It's Jackson Dell 33, Milan 22. We're going to step away and take a break, come back, bring you some stats, and talk about some other games that went on today and last night. You're listening to Sports Voice Country 103.9 WRBI.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
H&R Block.
with convenient locations in Batesville, Sunman, Brookville, Greensburg, and Versailles.
Hi, this is Mike Stratton of the Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home in Versailles. Eric Karstetter and I are proud to partner with WRBI in bringing you the 100th edition of the Ripley County Tournament. So whether you're an old Napoleon Bearcat, an Osgood Cowboy, a Cross Plains Wildcat, a New Marion Panther, a Versailles Lion, or an old Holton Warhorse like me, we hope you will enjoy one of the finest traditions in Indiana high school basketball.
Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home, proudly serving southeastern Indiana for over two decades.
Hi, everybody. It's Jim Williams again. And you know, the 100th Ripley County Basketball Tournament is a very special thing. And to celebrate it, Affinity Graphics and Tees is taking orders right now for the special t-shirt commemorating this milestone event. They even feature the logos of all the current and past teams that have been part of the tourney. I ordered mine as soon as I heard about it, and I hope you'll order yours right now, too. Just head on over to the Affinity Graphics and Tees Facebook page. That's Affinity Graphics and Tees for your official Ripley County Tournament t-shirt.
This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
Welcome back to Batesville High School. I'm Brian Samples. With me tonight, it's Rob Moorhead. We're at halftime here, the first contest between the Jacksonville Eagles and the Milan Indians. A lot of things on tap tonight. Between games, we'll be doing the ceremony, the Hall of Fame inductions. Those will be read on the air as well. So a lot of good things coming up. Want everybody to hang out, listen to us. We want to thank Hurt & Elko, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Nobby Mower Shop, Blackhawk Precision Ag, Affinity Graphics and Tees. Before we get into any stats, I want to go through some of the games that were played today and also last night. Give you a rundown. This is the final games of the week. We started on Tuesday night. It's been a busy week. Everything in and up tonight. This morning, it was the JV Boys Championship. Batesville won that 64-43 over Milan. So congrats to Coach Jay Gerken and the Bulldogs. JV Girls Championship followed that this morning. Batesville also victorious in that. It was 34-25. So congratulations to Coach Joanna Hughes and those Lady Bulldogs. Last night, big night of the girls basketball at the varsity level. South Ripley is your 2024 Ripley County Tourney Champions. They defeated Batesville 54-43. And in a consolation game, it was Jacksonville 70, Milan 33. So we want to give a shout out to some of those players and recognize them for all their efforts in the tournament. For Milan, it was Kaya Rainier who made the all-tourney team. Jacksonville was Reagan Hughes, Julia Meyer, Kaylin Heiners. For Batesville, Allison Peters, Sophie Gazelle, and Lydia Haskamp. For South Ripley, it was Claire Samples, Lexi Franklin, and your MVP of the 2024 Ripley County Tourney was Reese Opendorf. So congratulations to her. Congratulations to all those players that made it and all of them that played in the Ripley County Tourney. Again, 100 years of the boys this year, 50 years for the girls next year. So it's something you'll get to see their names back again in about 25 years, just like we kind of go through some of these other silver anniversary and the golden anniversary teams. So something to be proud of. Also, congratulations to Coach Matt McNew. This will be his second Ripley County Tourney Championship in the 5 years that he's been coaching. So right now, let's step away. We'll take another time out. When we come back, I'll go through some of the stats in the first half of this one. You're listening to Country 103.9 WRBI.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Ready to tackle outdoor projects? Visit Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville, your go-to for quality outdoor equipment. Explore John Deere compact tractors delivering power from 23 to 100 horsepower for both residential and commercial. Financing available with approved credit. Nobby Mower Shop, locally owned for 40 years, is your go-to for outdoor equipment, offering pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Nobby Mower Shop, your partner in power. Visit today and get those projects rolling.
Thank you.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back here again at Batesville High School. Again, I'm Brian Samples. With me, Rob Moorhead. We have about 3.5 minutes to go here before we start this second half. It's Jacksonville out in front, 33-22 over the Milan Indians. Looking at a few stats from the first half. For Milan, Gabe Reilly, 8 points. Micah Norman, 7. Ben Reilly with 3. It was Trenton Lankferman with 2, and Brother Grant also had 2. Shooting for the Indians from two-point range, they were 8 of 17, 47%. Three-pointers, 2 of 6, 33%. And at the free throw line, they were 0 of 4. For Jackson Dell, they're led by Clark Dwinger. He caught fire there in that second period. He's leading everybody, both teams, with 14 points. Brady Cummer has 7. Caleb White with 5, Landon Coleman with 4, and it was Carson Hughes with 3 for Jackson Dell. 5 of 13 from 2 for 38%, 5 of 12 from the 3-point arc for 42%, and they were 2 of 2 from the free throw line, so 100%. Not a lot of fouls going on in that first half. Milan was in the zone for quite a while. Jackson Dell was playing man-to-man, but it was a good clean half. Nobody in real foul trouble. So looking for everybody to come out and get after it here in this second one. Again, you have Milan looking for their first win of the season. And you know, as we talk, no better place to get it tonight. And the Eagles looking to get back on track as we head into the second half of the season. As we mentioned, the Hall of Fame ceremonies be taking place between games tonight. So don't go away. We're going to have all those, reading all the bios on the air for you. Let's look at those the new members of the 2024 class Ripley County Basketball Hall of Fame. It'll be Paul Bess from South Ripley, class of 1970. Brad Borgman, Jackson Dell, class of 1999. It was Marsha Lynn Fields, Jackson Dell, 1976. Jason Laudick of Batesville, 1989. Alan Meyer, Batesville, 1994. And Mark Reilly of Sunman, 1961. Right now, we'll step away. We'll take one more break, and then we'll come back and get you ready for the second half. You're listening to Sports Voice Country 103.9 WRBI.
Osgood Utilities reminds you to know what's below.
1 minute will be good. 1:22 on the clock.
Whether it's gas, water, or sewer work being done on your property, insists on it.
Osgood Utilities
also salutes the Jack Sendell boys and girls basketball teams and wishes them well in the Ripley County Tournament. Organized sports teaches lessons in hard work and teamwork that will stay with these young men and women for life. Osgood Utilities, reminding you to be safe and dial 811 before you dig.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
I want to thank Ivy. Napoleon State Bank, Gehrings, H&R Block, Ison's Family Pizza, Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home, and the Rusty Buck. Again, we start this second period. Jackson Dell with a 33-22 lead. Milan Indians will have it. They'll go left side. Set a play up for Norman. Top of the key. Nice play. Norman shot just a little bit long, but that was a good look to get things started. It's Dwinger with it now, coming back the other way. Clark had that hot hand in the second period. Kind of pulled this thing, opened things up a little bit for the Eagles. Dwinger with it now down in the left corner.
They'll go up top to Coleman. Goes to White. And they're going to swing it around. Milan went back to the 2-3. They had switched to that man-to-man halfway through that second period. Now they're in the 2-3 again, Rob.
Yeah, and it's interesting. They'll go back and forth on that, trying to keep Jacksonville off balance. Certainly Batesville made Jacksonville see a lot of defenses in the opening round.
So on the inbounds, it went to Cummer. He's open, left wing, three on the way. That looked good the whole way, and it was. 10 points now for Brady Cummer. He had 20 in that game the other night. So 36-22, the Eagles strike first here in that second half. Ball goes left side to Reilly. That's Gabe Reilly with it. Jacksonville still in that man-to-man. They've been in that for the whole evening. Here's a drive by brother Ben Reilly. Shot off the left side by Gabe's no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Dwinger. He controlled those boards in the first half, offensive and defensive. Cummer on the drive, gets it out to White. He turns it over, tried to attack, had it knocked away, so back the other way comes Reilly. Shots up and no good. Nice take by Ben Reilly to the bucket. He draws the foul, and he's going to go to the free throw line.
Clark Dwinger's going to pick up that foul, Brian. Be the first foul of the second half. Second on Clark. Really nice pass fake by Ben Reilly to draw the defense's arms down, allow him to go up for that shot on the left side and draw the foul.
We're in the very top of the gym, and I went for that fake too, so I'm not going to lie. First free throw's up and good. Ben has four. We want to thank free throw sponsors, brought to you by Assured Partners Insurance in Batesville. See Kevin Kreckler. Second free throw rolls around. Nice soft touch. He gets them both.
That's a change that Coach Picker will appreciate. They've made their first two free throws of the half after missing all their free throws in the first half.
Exactly right. It's now 36-24, so Jacksonville with a 12-point lead, and I think Jacksonville tried to hit one in the middle.
Yeah, there was a foul called that time. I thought, yeah, number four picks up the foul. That's number 40 picks up the foul, and that's a bad one for Milan. That's Trent Langford, Brian, and that's his fourth.
So a long three by Cummer on the inbounds is no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Pierce. So back the other way, Norman wide open for a three. It's no good. I know he wish he had a couple of those back. He's had two really good looks to start the half. Rebound out there to the Eagles. They come to Dwinger now, left wing. He's going to go all the way cross court. Shot up by Caleb White. In and out, no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Pierce. Goes to Reilly. Gets to brother Ben, and they're going to push things up. Castletine has it down in the corner. Kicks it back out to Ben Reilly. Norman with it. He sees the lane. Tries to get down. A little jump stop. 15-footer's no good. Really on a rebound. Tries to give it to Castletine, but then it did hit an Eagle on its way out, so it'll stay with Milan under their bucket.
Checking in for Milan will be number one, Ethan Clark, a 5'7 sophomore.
And he gets it right off the inbounds, goes to Castletine, and now they'll set back to Clark. To Ben Reilly. Bring it back out and reset things. There's a drive. That was Ben trying to drive baseline and kick it underneath to Pierce. Ball kicked away by Dwinger, and it'll stay with Milan. 5:27 to go here, third period, 36-24. Eagles out in front. I'm Brian Samples with me, Rob Moorhead. Right off the bench, the three was up by Clark. It's no good. It's Ethan Clark. Rebound pulled out of there. Dwinger goes to Cummer, back to Dwinger. His long three, no good. Castletine with the board. He'll go to Reilly, and they'll push up the other side. He goes left side. Good stop there by Ash. Now he goes right back, kicks it in the corner. Clark looked at a three. Nothing. Now he'll kick it back out to Reilly, and they'll set things up. Nice little pick and roll right there. Shots up. Missed. Shot on the inside. It was Pierce. He had a great look. Missed the little layup. Kick it out. Now it's White. He's going to fire three off the right side. No good. So everybody cold here to start. Rebound. Put back up by Coleman, no good. It's Dwinger with the shot, no good, but he did draw the foul. So Jacksonville on those offensive boards.
Jacksonville has been winning the rebound battle tonight, Brian, and that's been a big difference in the ball game. At half, I know you went through some rebound numbers. Jacksonville had a 15-9 advantage rebounding-wise, and that continues here in the second half.
Dwinger's first free throw rolls around and falls in.
I think that foul went against Gabe Reilly, Brian. I'm sorry, didn't mean to step on the grade. Gabe Reilly picked up that foul to send Dwinger to the free throw line.
Free throws brought to you by Assured Partners Insurance in Batesville. See David Ball. So Dwinger will have one more. Shooting 64% on the season. 4-4 tonight, so that'll help that go up a little bit. He's got 16. We're just now halfway through period number three. Gabe Reilly on the back down. He takes Borgman right down to the block, scores, and he gets the foul. So Gabe Reilly's done that about three times tonight, Rob.
He did a really nice job there, Brian. Got the defender on his back, a little head and shoulders fake, spun around to the right, went up with a jump hook, took it off the window and good, and drew the foul. He's got some athletic ability. Again, we talk about, and Milan trails here by 12 points. You just have a hard time believing this team haven't been able to get a win. There's some athletic ability out here.
Yeah, and some good moves down there low, and he hits that free throw. Give him 11 points. We got a timeout here on the court. It's a full one. We'll step away and take a timeout as well. You're listening to Country 103.9 WRBI.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe that banking locally means our customers get the service they deserve. Local doesn't mean small. At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe local means caring, listening, advocating, growing businesses, supporting community, and having your best interest at the heart of everything we do. With so much uncertain in the world, your bank should bring you peace of mind. Come into the Napoleon State Bank today and let us show you the difference a local bank can make.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back here at Batesville High School, we want to thank Bruns Gutzwiller, Osgood Utilities, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Great Plains Communication. I'm Brian Samples, with me Rob Moorhead. 38-27, Jacksonville Eagles out in front over the Milan Indians. We have 4:20 to go here in the third period. Eagles with the ball. They try to kick it inside to White. It's knocked away. Borgman now with it to Ash, and they'll set things back up. Milan staying in that 2-3. Started that way, went man for a little while, now back to the 2-3. Left side, it's Hughes. He's open, knocks it down. Carson Hughes right in front of us, right on line. He's got six. Leads back to 14, 41-27. Nice drive back the other way and going to draw a foul. That was Ben Reilly on the drive. Help came over. He dished it right down to Pierce, and Pierce is going to have two.
Looks like the foul is going to go against Clark Dwinger, and that'll be Clark's third. That's something to watch as well, as Clark's a big part of the scoring for this Jacksonville ball club.
Pierce 64% on the season. His first free throw is short. He'll have one more. Free throws brought to you by Assured Partners Insurance and Batesville. See Mark Taylor.
Luke Simon back into the contest along with Landon Coleman.
Pierce second free throw rolls around. That'll fall in. His first point of the night. 41-28, 13-point lead for the Eagles. Just went under 4 minutes to go here in period number three. Borgman with it to Coleman. They'll swing it around. Borgman again with it. Milan staying in that 2-3. Borgman and Coleman working it back and forth. Right wing, top of the key. Right wing, top of the key. They're still passing back and forth.
Yeah, Brian, and really, you and I both know when you're attacking the zone, you want to make the zone move and move the ball right side to left side, cross court, that type of thing. So those passes, point to wing, really allow the zone to stay stationary.
I keep thinking there might have been a set play in place that,
didn't happen, and you're probably right on that.
As they kick it now to the left side, it was Hughes with the open three, no good. Borgman's going to get the rebound. Bring it back up top to Hughes. To Coleman. Now Borgman with it. They're just working it around the perimeter. There they go to
there
Simon.
Go.
Yep. Out to Coleman. As he drives, they're going to get him on the push off. He tried to drive baseline. Do that right arm out there a little bit, I believe, and it'll go over to the Indians.
Yeah, give Gabe Reilly credit for getting his feet set and taking the contact there to draw the charging foul. So that foul does go against Jackson Dell, and that'll be the first against Landon Coleman. Fourth against the team. Next one puts Milan in the penalty.
Reilly backing down in again. That's Gabe Gives over to Norman. He kicks it out to Pierce. He drives baseline. It was knocked away by Borgman. It'll stay with the Indians under their bucket. 2:40 to go. 41-28. Jacksonville out in front of the Indians. They're going to stack it up. Again, Jacksonville staying man-to-man. They've been man-to-man the whole game. There's really backing down again. Nice up and under, and he gets another, and that will be his fourth try at the old-fashioned three-point play. Four of those tonight.
Yeah, he's just doing a really nice job using his body, keeping on balance. He had a nice ball fake, got the defender off his feet and stepped in. And again, Brian, he plays through contact, gets his eyes up on the backboard, able to make the shot, and now the three-point play opportunity.
His free throw was long. Rebound. Battle for it. Be out of there, too. White, then it's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Jacksonville. So Gabe really with 13 points. We're going to have a 30-second timeout. We'll step away. Take one as well. You're listening to Sports Voice Country 103.9 WRBI.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
We're here at Batesville High School. I want to thank Hurt and Elko, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Nobby Mower Shop, Blackhawk Precision Ag, Affinity Graphics, and Tees. Jacksonville with the 11-point lead and the basketball after the timeout. They go inside to Dwinger. He's done a really nice job on the inside, finishing. He gets two more. Clark Dwinger leads everybody. He's got 18. Now 13-point lead. 2 minutes to go. I'm back the other way. It was really, he had that same drive earlier, Rob. Ball come out of his hands. That one he finishes. He's got seven.
Nice move with the left hand.
So back and forth, back and forth. Now it looks like the Indians have switched man-to-man. They played that 2-3 for a long time, but we thought they might have to come out of it. Minute 52 to go. They're down 11. Cummer had it. Goes to Dwinger. They're on the left side. Now up top to Simon. They'll swing it. Coleman has it. Now to Dwinger. He looks inside. Simon has the advantage on Clark. On the almost a takeaway. Ball's going to end up staying with Jacksonville.
You got to like the idea. They noticed the mismatch. Dwinger tried to get in there to Simon. Just had a tough angle, Brian. Almost would have been better to make that pass to the left wing and let him try to feed the post from there.
You're exactly right. It was tough to get it down there, but they went right to it when they saw it. Borgman with it. He tries to go inside. Clark trying to take it away. They'll go outside. Simon, three on the way. No good. That's Luke Simon. Rebound pulled out of there by Reilly. That's Gabe, and he'll attack. Now he brings it out. Now he gets down in. Robbie's backing again. Got another one in the air and up and good. 15 points for Gabe. I thought he might have drawn another foul there.
Almost did, but you got a hot hand there for Milan. Keep feeding him. Let him keep taking that ball to the basket.
So Gabe really now with 15. That cuts the lead to 9. We're 1 minute even to go here. Period number 3. Cummer with it. He goes right down the lane. Ball's knocked away. That was Ben Reilly, I believe, on the reach.
You are correct, Brian. Ben Reilly does pick up that foul, going to send Cummer to the free throw line. That's the second foul of the contest on Ben Reilly, third against the Indians here in the quarter.
So 43-34, 1 minute to go, period number 3. First free throw's up, no good. Brady Cummer coming into the game is Caleb White. Free throws brought to you by Assured Partners Insurance in Batesville. See Rebecca Kraft. Second free throw is good. Give Brady 11. 44-34. 10-point lead. So Indians need to cut into this thing a little bit. Keep her close going into that third. Jacksonville's going to get another win. Shots up, no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Dwinger. He'll bring it up the other way. Goes to Cummer. He's out front now working against this man-to-man. They go to White. Cummer, he'll swing it around now. Coleman with it. There's a little curl on the inside. They miss nothing there. Dwinger with it. Jacksonville looking to back cut every time they get a chance. There's another curl. It's Luke Simon. Shots up. No good. Rebound. Norman with it. He's going to push hard back the other way. And now bring it back out. We got 20 seconds to go here in the period.
really with it.
Kick it to Norman. They'll set it up top. It's Voss. 10 seconds. High pick and roll coming with Pierce. Voss looking to get down the lane. He's going to get all the way there. He draws the foul. Shot's no good, but he is going to get two free throws out of this.
Good job by Voss using that high ball screen out the top of the key from Pierce. Turning the corner, getting downhill, as they say these days, and drawing that foul against Luke Simon. That's Luke's second. That is the five against the Eagles. Puts Jacksonville in the penalty, or excuse me, puts Milan in the penalty regardless. And Voss goes at a line for the two, Brian.
He hits his first one, giving him his first point on the night. Makes the lead 44-35. Again, Jacksonville's had this thing up to about 12. It kind of floats back and forth. Indians cut back into it again here. Get it to 8. As close as they've been in a little while, as they would head to the fourth period. Second free throw. Good as well. Voss 2 for 2. 2 points. Here come the Eagles looking to get a shot off at the buzzer. It's going to be Coleman. His floater is up and good, and they do get it. So Landon Coleman gets a bucket at the quarter. Take the lead back to 10. He's got 6. We'll be back for the fourth quarter. You're listening to Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so's the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Are you in control of your planter? Knowing what your planter's doing is the only way to make your best planter pass every time. With Precision Planting Seed Sense, you get the ultimate planter monitor and diagnostic tool that tells you what you need to know, from population to downforce and more. So take control of your planter. Visit planterofthefuture.com. Try Seed Sense and more to transform your planter with Blackhawk Precision Ag, State Road 3, just north of Greensburg. Call 593-0405 or visit blackhawkag.com today.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
We're headed to period number 4 here at Batesville. I'm Brian Samples. With me, Rob Moorhead. We want to thank Ivy Tech Community College, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Napoleon State Bank, and Gehrings. Jacksonville have the ball and a 10-point lead as we head into this final period playing the Milan Indians. White had it. They swing it around. It goes to Dwinger. Another little curl, and Jacksonville's really working that curl against the man-to-man, Rob, getting some looks inside.
They are. They have a couple of guys converge at the free throw line, and one of them's going to make a cut to the basket. This time it was White. He gets in there and draws the foul. It goes against Milan's Jackson Voss, his first, team's first of the quarter. White goes to the free throw line for 2.
His first free throw was no good. Free throws brought to you by Assured Partners Insurance in Batesville. See Kevin Crackler.
I thought Milan found a little rhythm there in the third quarter, Brian. We'll see if they can pick back up where they left off, but they got to start cutting into this lead really soon here early in the fourth.
And Jacksonville, the man-to-man, they've taken a lot of things away. Trying to do so one more period, 47-36. Caleb White on the free throw, got his 6 point. It's Norman with it now. Goes to Reilly. That's Ben Reilly. Looking at Pierce on the inside. Ben's going to get down in, kick it out to Gabe, and they'll set up. Shots up. Norman, a little floater, no good. Smacking Norman with a little bit of struggle tonight. He's got 7. 7 averages about 13 a game. Still got 1 period, though. Dwinger with it. Goes over to White. That's Caleb White. Inside to Coleman. Kicks it out. Cummers 3, right wing, no good. Good block out in there by Pierce. Kept Dwinger off at that time. And Zavos with it. 7 minutes to go here. Final period. Voss looking to drive. Now he's going to kick it out to Pierce. They'll swing it all the way around. Reilly goes to Norman. Running just a little bit of a high pick and roll, trying to get to the bucket. And there's Voss. He does. Goes to Reilly. Then Reilly's going to have to throw it all the way back into the backcourt. And they'll be an over and back. It'll go to Jacksonville.
If my statistics are correct, and they may not be, I only have that as Milan's first turnover of the second half. But the idea was there. They just weren't able to execute to get the look they were going after.
On the inbounds, they throw it to Ash. He makes a tough pass to White. All the way to the bucket was Norman. Shot blocked away. Coach Pickerel looking for a foul. Nothing there. Borgman now with it back the other way. He's going to go Sorry, that's Kummer. He's going to go down in, sets up White in the corner. His shot's no good. So the Eagles cold from the outside, but there is Clark Dwinger on the rebound. Clark now with 20. He's having one heck of a game tonight.
Great job by Clark Dwinger, tipping that ball to himself and then grabbing it and scoring it. Now they force another turnover.
And here comes Ash with it. He's attacking, gives to Kummer. His little up and under is no good, but he does draw the foul on the Indians, so Kummer's going to get two.
And if you go back, Brian, to the play where White had it stolen from him by Reilly and Reilly hit head to down to try to get the layup, you got to give White credit for not giving up on the play. He stayed with it, went able to block the shot and get the ball back for Jackson Dell. That foul did go against Jackson Voss. You're correct, Brian. That's his second on the team.
So Kummer back at the free throw line. His first one short. He's one out of three tonight, 55% on the year. He'll have one more. 49-36, 6 minutes to go here in period number four. Jackson Dell with the lead. We just got left hanging. Second one's good for Brady Kummer. He's 2 of 4 now. He's got 12. So Indians going to have to make a run. It's now up to 14, one of the biggest leads of the night. Norman with it. Goes to Gabe Reilly. Jackson Dell's man-to-man. Not letting anybody get a drive to this point. Reilly with it now back to Norman. There's Norman, as I say it. His little floater rolls around no good. He can't get one to go. Dwinger with another rebound. He'll throw it right side to Kummer. They'll go down to Coleman. He's on the right side. Brings it back up to Ash, and they'll set things now. So the Eagles can work it a little bit, take a little time off each quarter. It was Kummer. Now it's White. Nice give underneath to Ash. His left-handed shot's up and good.
Really nice job by White that time, Brian, to see Ash on the cut.
So Landon Ash with his first two, and now it's a 16-point lead as we reach 5 minutes. It looks like they're going to get a hold call on Jackson Dell.
Yeah, it's going to go against Brady Kummer, and that'll be the second on Brady in the contest, the first on the Eagles here in the quarter.
So Ben really gets it into brother Gabe. He's down on the block again. Nice look. Gets it to Pierce on the other block. Now they're going to kick it out. Castletine shots up and no good. Rebound battle for. It's a long rebound. Two-headed. It's going to stay with the Indians.
That's just an example of good ball movement there to get a good look. They got a great shot there. Unfortunately for the Indians, it just doesn't go down.
So Milan will have it right in front of their bench down the corner on the inbounds. Reilly threw. It was deflected by Hughes, but it went right back to Reilly. His shot's up and no good. That was Ben Reilly. Brady Kummer on the board. Here comes Ash with it. He kicks it ahead to Coleman. To Borgman, they'll swing it. Hughes with it. Just check back into the game. Now it's Coleman. He'll go left side to Hughes. Now he drives. Jackson Dell running this weave up top. And each time, Rob, seems like they're knocking 30, 40 seconds off the clock before they take a shot.
Indeed, they are. Exactly what Clint Bowman wants to do right here. Get an excellent shot with his 16-point lead.
So it was White with it. Made a hard pass across to Hughes. Went off his hands out of bounds. It'll go back over to Milan. Again, 52-36. We're at 4:14 in the final period. Eagles out in front.
And one thing you can assure, Brian, Milan's going to keep playing hard, regardless of being down 16. They're going to keep battling to the final buzzer.
Yeah, did the same thing the other night. Been doing that all year. There's Micah Norman with the three, as we said. He came off a screen right at the top. Now he has 10. And that's a big bucket for the Indians. Hughes has it, goes right side to Coleman. He's going to dribble up baseline, give it to Borgman. His drive, left-handed shot. That one had a chance to go still. Set up on the top of the backboard, but it fell over the back. He's going to shoot two.
Brady really extended to try to get to the left side of the basket for the reverse, and then got fouled as he was putting the ball up. It didn't end up on top of the backboard as the foul goes against Ethan Pierce, his first. Third on the team in the half. Borgman goes to the free throw line.
That free throw was all the way down in and back out. Brady on the season, 5 out of 10, 50%. Free throws brought to you by Assured Partners Insurance in Batesville. See David Ball. So Brady will have one more. 52-39. Try to extend this lead back out to 14, it rolls around. Still no good. Rebound out of there to Castletine, and here come the Indians. So three here. There's a long three by Norman. And just as we said, he still had a quarter to heat up. Now he's got 13 right at his average, and this leads back to 10, and they turn it over. Really has it. It's been really. He looks inside, trying to make a move on Hughes. Nothing there. They get it inside to Langfurman. Shots up and no good, but they draw the foul. I just don't know if it's on the floor or if he's shooting.
They're going to call it on Caleb White, and I do think they'll give him two shots. Yep. Third foul on Caleb, Brian.
You are correct. So 14-point lead now down to 10, 3:26 to go. Trent Langfurman at the line for two. He gets the first. Having for three on the night. He's a 50% shooter on the season. Boss getting ready to check back in. Castletine.
Brian, you notice Milan is starting picking up man-to-man now after made baskets, and that's how they forced that last turnover. See if they keep the pressure up, if Langfurman can make good on the second one.
Second free throw is no good. Knocked out of bounds, but it'll go over to Jacksonville. I believe we're going to get a timeout here on the court. It's a full timeout. We'll step away and take a full as well. You're listening to Sports Voice Country 103.9 WRBI.
So, have you been to the Rusty Buck's new location in Batesville? You haven't? Well, you ought to see it. Located north of the interstate on Highway 229, you can't miss it. Just like you relied on the Rusty Buck for all your hunting and fishing supplies and for sales, you can now find that same great service and a wide range of everything you'll need for the great outdoors in Batesville, too. When you're ready to get serious about hunting and fishing, see the Rusty Buck, now in Batesville and for sales.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
We're back here at Batesville High School, 52-43, so the Milan Indians were just down. I believe it was a 16-point lead. Is that right, Rob?
It was 16 was the biggest, I think. And Milan's made a couple of threes. We talked about Norman heating up. The young man can shoot the basketball coming into the tournament. He was 22%, 10 for 46, but one of their leading scorers, 13 points a game. And if he could get hot here, get a couple more three-point baskets, and I think the key is going to be, can Milan force some turnovers here with their full court pressure against Jacksonville?
Yeah, but that's a good timeout by Coach Bowman. That last possession, full court press, caught him off guard. It's caught the Eagles off guard, so going to set something up now.
Looks like Milan's going to go 2-2-1 out of the timeout.
Jacksonville was working 30, 40 seconds off the clock each time, a few turnovers. They'll have it in. It's a Dwinger back and forth with Cummer. Now they go to Coleman on the right side, bring it back up to Brady Cummer, to Carson Hughes, and they'll set things now. Indians are kind of back in the 2-3, Rob, it looks like, and then they're just jumping out to keep pressure on.
Bringing the guards out high, and now it looks like they've matched up. Well, no, they haven't, so they're just trying to trap a little bit out of this half-court 2-3.
Jacksonville doing a good job of keeping it on the perimeter, looking for something. Wide open somewhere. Cummer has it left side, goes to Hughes. Hughes will go right side to Coleman, back to Hughes. He's at the center circle. It's 2:45 to go here. 9-point lead for Jacksonville.
Another long offensive possession. That whistle is a foul as Caleb White had the ball trying to. I think that's going to be. No, they're going to call on a number three, Jackson Voss. I thought I saw Trent Langfurman in the area, but it's going to go on Jackson Voss. It'll be his third. Langfurman has four. He's trying to stay in this contest.
The team fourth on the Indians, so the next one, the Eagles, will be in that bonus. Cummer, nice little drive, kind of forced a shot, nothing there. It leads to a fast break the other way. Really has it going against Hughes. Shots up and no good, but he did draw the foul, so Milan with a chance to get a couple here if the clock stopped.
Great outlet pass to find Reilly streaking down the court. Nice catch by Reilly. He can go to the free throw line and make these, Brian. Gets it down to a 7-point ball game. Foul goes against number 12 for the Eagles, Carson Hughes, his first.
And his first free throw is good. 3 of 3 tonight from the line. He's got 8. Free throws brought to you by Assured Partners Insurance in Batesville. See Mark Taylor. So that'll cut the lead to 8. 52-44. 2:32 to go. Second one, nothing but net. He's 4 for 4. Got 9 points.
All at once. We've got a ball game here. Milan not giving up. They've cut a 16-point lead more than in half down to 7. And we'll see what happens on this possession.
So Dwinger on the inbounds. Milan standing at 2-2-1. It's Cummer with it. He'll go left side to Coleman. Still haven't crossed the 10-second line yet. Still looking. Coleman with it. And they are going to get a 10-second count.
Matt Pickerel was counting right there along with the referee, Brian. The official was right in front of him, and Matt's saying, you got to be getting close to 10. You got to be getting close to 10. They got it. It's a big possession now for Milan. See if they can get this down to a 3 or 4 point lead.
So Pierce on the inbounds. He'll go out to Ben Reilly. 2:19 to go here for the Indians. Again, cut back into this lead. It's Norman with it. A little bit on a weave. He faked a handoff, went right side. His shot's up, no good. Rebound out of there by Coleman. On the pass, it was taken away by Norman. They'll get it back again. There's a shot, a little fadeaway, no good. That was by McEwen. And a rebound will go out of bounds. It'll stay with Milan. So that's John McEwen. Just checked in.
I think they called a foul on that one, Brian. We'll see, and we're going to get a timeout. Let's take a break. We'll catch up with this foul when we come back.
Yep, we got a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Sports Voice Country 103.9 WRBI.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back here at Batesville High School for this final minute 56. I'm Brian Samples. With me, Mr. Rob Moorhead. I want to thank H&R Block, Ison's Family Pizza, Stratton Carcetter Funeral Home, and the Rusty Buck. The Indians will have it underneath their own bucket. It's 52-45.
And, Brian, that foul went against Clark Dwenger, his fourth. That's significant.
And on the inbounds, a nice little set play by the Indians. It got Ben Reilly to the bucket, but he missed the layup. And rebound to Kummer. Now to Dwenger. And now they're going to bring it down. They do cross the court. It goes to Coleman. Dwenger, he goes in the corner to Hughes, and they'll swing it. So Eagles able to break that press, get it out. Now they're just going to work the clock, get a foul, and there is a foul.
Big collision out top. Nothing dirty there, just two guys going after the basketball. Foul goes against Gabe Reilly for Milan. That'll be his second. And significantly, Brian, that's the fifth against the Indians. So Jackson Dell is now in the penalty situation where they will shoot two on every foul from here through on out the game.
That'll be Carson Hughes at the free throw line. His first free throw is up and good. Or no good, I'm sorry. It's in and out, no good. He'll have one more.
Only 4 for 11, Brian, on free throws here in the second half.
His grandpa told me he'd been working with him on these, Ted. So the second one's in and out and no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Voss. So another chance for Milan. Minute 26, down 7. Norman with it. He's going to back up for a 3, but the Eagles stepped out there with it. It's Voss now. He crosses over, gets it to Langfurman. There's a back cut. Norman goes to Reilly. Over to Ben Reilly, a long 3. No good. Rebound out of there to Dwenger. He goes right side to White, to Dwenger. And they go center court to Brady Kummer, and there's a foul. We're sitting on 1 minute exactly. 52-45, Jacksonville out front. They'll have 2 free throws.
Yeah, the foul's going to go against Mike and Norman. No, that's going to be Clark on that one. So Clark's first foul. Again, Eagles in the double bonus here, and Milan's in a situation, Brian, where they have to foul. And right now, Jackson Dell's playing right into their hand as that first free throw by Kummer is no good. They've now missed their last 5 straight free throws.
We always talk about free throws can put a game away. Second free throw is good, so Brady Kummer able to get him back on track. He's got 13, lead now 8. Here comes Voss right to the bucket. His shot's up and good. So in 5 seconds, Voss is able to dribble length of the court, get a bucket, and get to the free throw line.
That's going to go on number 30 of Jackson Dell, Brady Kummer. It'll be his third. It's the fourth against the Eagles. This is an and one here, so Jackson Voss will go to the free throw line. But if Jackson Dell commits any more fouls, Milan will be shooting 2 from here on out as well.
So now a six-point game. Voss shooting the free throw. Brought to you by Assured Partners Insurance. See Rebecca Kraft. That free throw's no good, but the Indians do get the rebound. It goes to Voss, and there's going to be a timeout. It'll be a full timeout. We'll step away and take a full timeout as well. When we come back, you're listening to Sports Voice Country 103.9 WRBI.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
H&R Block, with convenient locations in Batesville, Sunman, Brookville, Greensburg, and Versailles.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back here at Batesville High School, the Indians with it, trailing by six, 45 seconds to go, and they have the ball. Norman going to fire a long three. He got it. Micah Norman, he's heating up in this fourth quarter. He's got 16, and all of a sudden it's 53-50. We have a timeout. We will step away and take another break. It's a full timeout. You're listening to Sports Voice Country 103.9 WRBI.
Hi, this is Mike Stratton of the Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home in Versailles. Eric Karstetter and I are proud to partner with WRBI in bringing you the 100th edition of the Ripley County Tournament. So whether you're an old Napoleon Bearcat, an Osgood Cowboy, a Cross Plains Wildcat, a new Marion Panther, a Versailles Lion, or an old Holton Warhorse like me, we hope you will enjoy one of the finest traditions in Indiana high school basketball.
Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home, proudly serving southeastern Indiana for over two decades.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
So we got 37 seconds left on the clock. Jacksonville now up 53-50. Rob, talk about this real quick. Eagles had that big lead, and now it's down to three.
Well, Jackson Dell has had trouble making free throws down the stretch, and like we said, when Milan was down 16 with about 8 minutes to go in the game, they weren't going to quit, and they've gotten hot offensively. They're starting to make some threes. That last one by Norman cut this to three, and we got a ball game.
Dwinger with it now on the inbounds. Goes to Comer. 2-2-1 press for the Indians. It's Coleman with it. They haven't got it across yet. Now they do. Comer has it. He gets White on the drive, and they're going to call it on the floor. But either way, it's going to be a two-shot foul as Milan is over the five team fouls.
Trenton Langfurman, the six-foot senior for the Indians, fouls out of the ball game on that play. Picks up his fifth. Good effort for Trenton in there. Big play here now for Caleb White. Needs to step up for Clint Bowman and make a couple of free throws here to make this a two-possession game, Brian.
16 of 27 on the year. 59%.
Jacksonville is one for their last six from the free throw line.
Free throws in and out, no good. So still life for the Indians. 29 seconds to go.
And I think if you're Matt Pickerel, regardless, make or miss, you want a quick two down here, a drive to the basket.
And that second one's good, so it makes it a two-possession game. 7 points for White. Here comes Reilly back the other way. 54-50, 23 seconds to go. McEwen looked at a shot. Didn't have it. Comes back out, and they're going to call a foul. Oh, I thought he called the foul. He didn't call anything. Norman on the offensive board. Shots up, no good. Rebound out of there by Comer, and we're down to 10 seconds. So a lot of action. I saw the official raise his hand. I thought he called the foul.
You did see that, Brian. And McEwen went up for the three, and it was blocked. I think it might have been Caleb White on the block. And then the ball came down to one of the Indians who put a shot up, no good. And then on the rebound, there was a foul, and that sends Comer to the free throw line. Foul goes against Jackson Voss.
The first one's all the way down and back out, so the Eagles just struggling from the line. It's Comer's eighth free throw. He's been one out of two each trip. He holds consistent with that, and he does. So Brady Comer gets it. He has 14 points. 30-second timeout. We're just going to keep it right here. 55-50, Jacksonville out in front by five. Two-possession ball game, 10 seconds to go, Rob.
That was a huge free throw there for Jacksonville to make it a five-point game. Now if you're Milan, if you've got a quick hitter that you can get a quick three, I don't know the timeout situation, Brian. So that's one of the deals here. I'm sure one of the things Clint Bowman is talking about, hey, if it takes them more than 5 seconds to run this play, if they don't have any timeouts, we don't even have to throw the ball in bounds if they happen to score, because the five-second clock, it would just go ahead and run out on the five-second count on the inbound. So definitely things favor Jacksonville right now. Matt Pickerel's got to hope two things happen. One, he can somehow get a really quick basket, and two, he can force a quick turnover against the Eagles.
The last time we had 1 minute to play, I remember, and Voss got the inbounds. He made it down the court in 5 seconds, got a layup and a chance for a three-point play. So they can get it down the court quick. Eagles doing a good job here picking up full court man-to-man to slow that thing down a little bit. Inbounds goes to Reilly. It's Ben Reilly. He's going to push up the left side. He steps back, shoots a three. It's no good. Rebound put back up and in by Brother Gabe. And as you said, Jacksonville just going to stand out of bounds with it, and that'll be our final. So it's Jacksonville 55, Milan 52. What a great comeback by the Indians. Good job by the Eagles to hold on, get themselves another win. 55-52. That was a good one.
It was a good one. And Jacksonville runs their record to 6-7 on the year. The Indians in 9 ball games, still looking for that first win.
So we're going to step away right now, take a timeout. They're getting things set up for the ceremonies. Rob going to work on that as well. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to the Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI.
Hi, everybody. It's Joe Williams again. You know, the 100th Ripley County Basketball Tournament is a very special thing. And to celebrate it, Affinity Graphics and Tees is taking orders right now for the special T-shirt commemorating this milestone event. They even feature the logos of all the current and past teams that have been part of the tourney. I ordered mine as soon as I heard about it, and I hope you'll order yours right now, too. Just head on over to the Affinity Graphics and Tees Facebook page. That's Affinity Graphics and Tees for your official Ripley County Tournament T-shirt.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehrings to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehrings and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Immerse yourself in outdoor bliss with Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville. Your green haven awaits with top brands like John Deere, Grasshopper Mowers, and more. Explore John Deere compact tractors from 23 to 100 horsepower, perfect for any lawn. Financing available too. Nobby Mower Shop, 40 years strong, offers pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Your dream outdoor space starts here. Nobby Mower Shop, turning lawns into havens. Visit today and let the transformation begin.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
This is the post-game show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
Welcome back to Batesville High School. I'm Brian Samples with you. Again, what a ball game we just had. It was the Jacksonville Eagles 55, the Milan Indians 52. Jacksonville got that thing up to a 16-point lead there in that third period. Indians came all the way back and had a chance there at the end, just couldn't knock down a couple of shots. We want to thank Bruns Gutzwiller, Osgood Utilities, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Great Plains Communications. I'll go through some scoring for Jacksonville. Clark Dwinger led everybody with 20 points. It was Brady Cummer, 14, Caleb White, 7, Landon Coleman, 6, Carson Hughes with 6, Landon Ash with 2. Looking at the Indians, Micah Norman got hot there in that fourth period. He had 16 points. Gabe Reilly with 15, Ben Reilly with 9, Jackson Voss with 4, Trenton Lankferman with 3, Grant Lankferman with 2, Ethan Pierce with 1. What we're going to do right now is we will step away, and you'll be hearing from Rob Moorhead as he'll read the bios for all of the Hall of Fame inductees as they're going in. You're listening to Sports Voice Country 103.9 WRBI.
Osgood Utilities reminds you to know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. Whether it's gas, water, or sewer work being done on your property, insists on it. Osgood Utilities also salutes the Jack Sendell boys and girls basketball teams and wishes them well in the Ripley County Tournament. Organized sports teaches lessons in hard work and teamwork that will stay with these young men and women for life. Osgood Utilities, reminding you to be safe and dial 811 before you dig.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char Sliced Sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, Ison'sFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome back to Batesville High School as we're in between games on the final night of the 100th Ripley County Boys Basketball Tournament. At this time, we'd like to take this opportunity to introduce to you the members of the 2024 induction class of the Ripley County Basketball Hall of Fame. Our first inductee this evening from the class of 1970 at South Ripley High School, Paul Bess. Several can say they played at top teams at just one school. Paul Bess can say he played for two. Bess's basketball career started at Holton High School, playing 2 years of varsity basketball for head coach Bill White, where he starred alongside names such as Rick Ebinger, Kelvin Kummer, and Dan Meisberger. In 1969, Bess and company led the Warhorses to one of their most successful campaigns, only losing 4 games that year, which included a sectional loss to eventual regional champion Jackson Dell. It would be the final season for Holton basketball and forced Bess and his buddies with a difficult decision. Bess, Kummer, and Meisberger would all decide to pledge their new allegiance to South Ripley High School, and in doing so, forever changed the boys' basketball program at the school. Those three joined Raider star Chris Smith and head coach Dale Ricketts for the 69-70 season, taking the town of Versailles for an absolute ride as the Green and White finished with a 25-1 overall record, an unbeaten regular season, and 4 different championships as SR finished as county, conference, sectional, and regional champions. South Ripley fell to Crispus Attucks in the opening round of the semi-state at Hinkle Fieldhouse. The 25-1 record still stands as a program best and most wins in school history, while the regional is just 1 of 2, the other coming 11 years later in 1981. Bess would be very much a part of that 1970 championship season, earning all ORVC, all county, all sectional, and all regional honors alongside Smith and Kummer. He would also be the only member of that team selected to the all-semi-state tournament team. Bess also ended that year selected as an All-State member by All-American Report magazine. In his lone year at South Ripley, he would finish with an average of 11.9 points per game and scored a career-high 23 points against North Decatur in the afternoon game of the 1970 Regional. Despite his career ending the next weekend against Crispus Attucks, he would score 19 points in that game to lead the Raiders, forever cementing his place as one of the school's most prolific players despite just 1 year donning SR colors. Perhaps his biggest accomplishment at South Ripley was meeting his future wife and forever cheerleader Libby Williams. After graduation, Paul attended Marion University and then embarked on a life with Libby in Florida that saw him become a brick mason and owner of Best Masonry. He would later become a state licensed plans examiner and building inspector. The couple has two daughters, Taryn and Shayna, and Paul's love for basketball trickled down to them and other youth in Florida, as he would spend several years coaching at the youth level before retiring from a successful career in 2019. From the South Ripley class of 1970, Paul Bess. Our next inductee hails from the class of 1999 at Jacksonville High School, Brad Borgman. A four-year starter at Jacksonville, Brad Borgman spent the end of the 1990s dazzling fans all across the state of Indiana and leading the Eagles to a 61-25 record in that time. Scoring 242 points in his first year, the most by a freshman in Jacksonville history, was just the beginning. When it was all said and done for Borgman, his scoring prowess and knack for being a fierce competitor ultimately solidified him a place as one of the greatest Eagles of all time. Leading Jacksonville to three ORVC championships and a Ripley County tourney title in 1999, Borgman would finish his career as the school's all-time leading scorer, totaling 1,711 points, a record that still stands today, as does his marks for field goals and three-pointers made. He was a former four-time All-ORVC member, three-time All-Sectional pick, two-time conference MVP, and two-time member to the All-County Tournament team, one of which was an MVP selection in 1999. In addition to numerous team awards, which included Team MVP, Leading Rebounder, Free Throw Award, and Academic Eagle Award, Borgman's abilities were recognized at the state level beginning his junior year. He would be an honorable mention All-State selection and was a nominee for the Indiana Junior All-Star Team in 1998, which fueled his desire even more a year later. There was no such thing as honorable mention his senior year. Scoring 529 points that year alone, Borgman made his presence felt and was named to the Indiana All-Star Team that faced Kentucky in the annual All-Star Series. He earned first-team All-State from Hoosier Basketball Magazine, was a North-South All-Star selection, and was featured All-Star by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. His final local recognition would be participating in a 40-8 All-Star game, being named MVP as a part of the Ripley County team. And it was just this past December that Brad's high school career would be put on a statewide platform as he was named last month to the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame's 2024 Silver Anniversary Team. Borgman would move on the following year to NCAA Division I Eastern Kentucky on a basketball scholarship before transferring to the University of Indianapolis for his sophomore and junior seasons. He would be the team's second leading scorer during his sophomore year and several times was named the Great Lakes Valley Conference Player of the Week. Borgman would finish his collegiate career at Indiana Southeast and helped lead the Grenadiers to a conference championship and berth in the NAIA National Tournament, where he would earn NAIA Regional MVP honors. Brad scored over 1,000 points during his time in college basketball. Borgman now resides at Evergreen, Colorado with his wife Sarah, daughter Ella, and twin boys Tate and Wyatt. He currently serves as the Director of Product Sales at the Motts Group. Brad now joins his dad, Tom, in the Ripley County Basketball Hall of Fame. From the Jacksonville class of 1999, Brad Borgman. We'll take this 90-second timeout, and we'll come back with more introductions of the Ripley County Hall of Fame basketball class of 2024. You're listening to Country 103.9 WRBI.
At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe that banking locally means our customers get the service they deserve. Local doesn't mean small. At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe local means caring, listening, advocating, growing businesses, supporting community, and having your best interest at the heart of everything we do. With so much uncertain in the world, your bank should bring you peace of mind. Come into the Napoleon State Bank today and let us show you the difference a local bank can make.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
This is Rob Moorhead welcoming you back to Batesville High School as we continue with the introduction of the Ripley County Basketball Hall of Fame induction class of 2024. Our next inductee hails from Jacksonville High School's class of 1976, Marsha Lynn Fields. In a time when girls basketball was in its infancy as an IHSA-sanctioned sport, Jacksonville became a household name, and the early days of Lady Eagle basketball saw Marsha Fields as a spark plug for their success. As a member of the program's first two basketball teams, she would total an overall win-loss record of 27-1. Playing a nine-game season in 1975, Jacksonville went 9-0 and won the Lawrenceburg Invitational after Fields averaged 11.5 points and 8 rebounds per game in the tournament. 1 year later, she and the rest of the Lady Eagle roster embarked on an unbeaten 12-0 regular season, captured an ORVC title, won the inaugural Ripley County Girls Basketball Tournament, and competed in the first ever IHSA Girls Basketball State Tournament. Not only did the Osgood crew compete, but they had success. Jacksonville defeated Brookville in the sectional championship and went on to defeat Columbus North and Aurora to capture the regional before heading to the semi-state and defeating Vincennes Lincoln in the opening round. The Lady Eagles fell that night by 3 points to Bloomfield, but Marsha and her team's accolades set a precedent for success that continues today inside the program. 2 years later, Jacksonville would reach the IHSAA state championship game. Marsha was selected to the all-sectional, all-regional, and all-semi-state teams in 1976 and finished her senior season averaging 13 points and 8 rebounds per game. She was known as a lights-out shooter and provided an all-around play that made her a tremendous competitor and a nightmare for opposing teams to prepare for. As a co-captain of the team, she was an inspiration to her team, and many of her teammates can fondly recall her efforts on the basketball court. Her high school career concluded with an appearance in the 40-8 All-Star Game, solidifying her status as a true pioneer in Indiana High School girls basketball team. Fields was also a four-year starter for the Jacksonville volleyball team and was team MVP in 1976. She currently resides in Osgood and has served as district manager of Arby's in Cincinnati. From the Jacksonville class of 1976, Marsha Lynn Fields. Our next inductee is from the Batesville class of 1989, Jason Laudick. Batesville basketball got a tremendous boost in the late 1980s, and much of that had to do with the play of Jason Laudick. By the end of his career, the Bulldogs were once again a force to be reckoned with and making a run in the state tournament. By his junior-senior season, Laudick had turned into a go-to player on the offensive end, and the Bulldogs were better because of it. Jason totaled 660 points during his career, which currently ranks 30th in program history, and the two-time All-EIAC selection was also a two-time All-Sectional pick, culminating in a senior season that saw him lead Batesville to its first sectional title in 6 years, defeating county rivals Jacksonville and South Ripley to win the crown. Batesville would slide past Rising Sun the next weekend in the regional semifinal, but a high-scoring evening affair in the championship game that night saw Connersville pull away for a win, despite the best efforts of Laudick. It was that Connersville game that saw Loddick set a school record, drilling 9 3-pointers in an 83-72 loss, which set the mark for 3-pointers made in a game. For his efforts in both the day and the night, he was named an all-regional member, and he would wrap up his Batesville days as the team MVP in 1989, finishing out his days in blue and white with a career-high scoring mark of 40 points. Jason was also selected as a top 100 senior that same year and will be remembered as one of the all-time greats in Bulldog history. Jason attended Southwestern College on a basketball scholarship before wrapping up his collegiate days as a student at Ball State University. He is now a property manager and resides in Batesville with his wife, Julie. The two have a daughter, Grace, and a son, Hunter. From the Batesville class of 1989, Jason Loddick. We'll take a 90-second timeout and come back with more of our introductions of the 2024 Ripley County Hall of Fame basketball induction class right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Are you in control of your planter? Knowing what your planter's doing is the only way to make your best planter pass every time. With Precision Planting Seed Sense, you get the ultimate planter monitor and diagnostic tool that tells you what you need to know, from population to downforce and more. So take control of your planter. Visit planterofthefuture.com. Try Seed Sense and more to transform your planter with Blackhawk Precision Ag. State Road 3, just north of Greensburg. Call 593-0405 or visit blackhawkag.com today.
So, have you been to the Rusty Buck's new location in Batesville? You haven't? Well, you ought to see it. Located north of the interstate on Highway 229, you can't miss it. Just like you relied on the Rusty Buck for all your hunting and fishing supplies and for sales, you can now find that same great service and a wide range of everything you'll need for the great outdoors in Batesville, too. When you're ready to get serious about hunting and fishing, see the Rusty Buck, now in Batesville and for sales.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
This is Rob Moorhead welcoming you back to Batesville High School as we continue with our final segment of the introductions of the Ripley County Basketball Hall of Fame induction class of 2024. Our next inductee from the Batesville class of 1994, Alan Meyer. Four straight sectional titles for Batesville boys basketball started in 1994, and Alan Meyer was a catalyst for such a dynasty, becoming an instrumental figure for that Bulldog team, including that 1994 season when he was named EIAC MVP, All-County, All-Sectional, and All-Regional. Meyer scored 404 points and averaged 16.2 points per game during a senior season that saw Batesville march all the way to the semi-state as a part of the single-class state tournament. The Bulldogs beat Jacksonville in a sectional championship and then beat Newcastle and host Connersville to capture the regional title. Allen scored 31 points in the Newcastle game, just one less than his career high of 32 points, which was scored earlier that year against Greensburg. Batesville fell the following weekend to Ben Davis in the first game of the semi-state, but not before Meyer would win the semi-state dunk contest, an annual affair in the latter days of the single-class competition. His senior year, he would finish with a nod as a Hoosier basketball coach's all-star, all-state honorable mention selection, and leading the state in field goal percentage. Allen's 624 career points ranks him 37th on the boys' basketball scoring list at Batesville. He was also an all-EIAC selection his junior season in 1993 and scored 218 points that year while shooting nearly 60% from the floor. He had a then-career high of 19 points against Triton Central. Away from basketball, Meyer was EIAC and team MVP his senior year on the baseball team and was a member of the Indiana North-South All-Star Game participating for the South. He was an all-conference football selection in the fall and set a school record for touchdown receptions in a season with 7. Meyer would go on to attend both Indiana State University and Wabash College. He and his wife, Lana, currently live in Batesville, where he works as a tooling specialist with Hill-Rom. He has two stepsons, Chance and Justin. From the Batesville class of 1994, Alan Meyer. Our final inductee is from the Sunman class of 1961, Mark Reilly. Sunman had to deal with a stellar Versailles team in 1959 and an historic New Marion team in 1961 as part of two sectional runner-up finishes. But Mark Reilly certainly was one tough customer when it came to playing for the Tigers. He was a three-year varsity letter winner. He will be forever remembered as one of the school's biggest superstars with the greatest hustle and the biggest desire. Reilly scored 272 points, averaged 11.8 points per game, and had a career-high 22 points against Bernie as part of a senior season that saw Sunman finish 18-5 and finish runner-up to New Marion in the sectional tournament, where he was placed on the all-sectional honorable mention list. He would be selected to the all-conference team that year and a year prior in 1960, racking up 130 points during his junior campaign that saw him become an instrumental part of a roster that finished with an overall record of 12-9. He made his varsity debut during his sophomore season, scoring 161 points and averaging nearly 8 points per game. Sunman finished 37-20 during Reilly's time in the varsity ranks, and he would finish with 563 career points. Mark also earned three varsity letters in baseball and one in track and field. Following graduation, he would stay in the area as a construction roofer and farmer and also enlist in the United States Air Force Reserves. His love of basketball never went away. Reilly coached basketball for grades 5 through 8 at St. Nicholas Elementary School for 15 years, getting the opportunity to coach all four of his sons in the process and providing a memorable experience for all of his players during that span. Reilly and his wife, Carlene, were married in 1965 and had seven children, sons Eric, Chris, Michael, and Paul, and daughters Lori, Beth, and Renee. From the Sunman High School class of 1961, Mark Reilly. That concludes our introduction of the Ripley County Basketball Hall of Fame induction class of 2024. We'll take this 90-second timeout and come back with our pregame show for the championship game of the 100th Ripley County Basketball Tournament between the Batesville Bulldogs and the South Ripley Raiders. Right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.